Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. All right, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR Sports. Happy to be here, have survived another week. It is Friday. Let's finish strong, y'all. Ready to get in and out of work as fast as I can today. My bets yesterday were 1-for-6, so we'll get into that here in just a second. Thank you, Jaren Jackson, for keeping me alive, barely. And some headlines for the day. Patriots hired Browns offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt as their offensive coordinator. Rams promoted pass rush coordinator. What the fuck is a pass rush coordinator? As their defensive coordinator. Like, not even a D-lines coach, you're just a pass rush coordinator. Like, how does that? I don't know, that's funny to me. The Raiders hired Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator. Steven Adams was traded by the Grizzlies to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo and 3 second-round picks. Joel Embiid will be out at least through the rest of the weekend. He has now missed 13 games on the year, and you can only miss 17 and still qualify for MVP. So he is getting pretty close. Certainly won't be any load management going on once he comes back. Not any air quote load management. It'd be actual load management if he is doing that. And in our last headline, the Orioles require Corbin Burns from the Brewers, adding a Cy Young winner to their rotation. That's nice for Baltimore. Even as a Sox fan, I can't really hate on seeing Baltimore have a little bit of success. You know, those fans, if you're still a Baltimore fan, it's kind of like the Detroit thing. If you're still a fan after all these years, like, you deserve a medal. You deserve financial compensation. And you deserve my respect. And that they have. Because that takes a lot of commitment to be an Orioles fan, a real Orioles fan. But good for the Orioles. Already a good team last year, adding to it. I'm not even going to lie. I was kind of rooting for Shohei Ohtani to go there. I know that's crazy. And as a Sox fan, I should probably have to renounce myself. But I was. It would have been super cool to see him in a small market. I think, low-key, the Baltimore uniforms are fucking fire. That orange and black is fucking nice, and Shohei would have looked cool in that. So, a lot cooler than that Dodger blue, because, like, I'm not even trying to hate on the Dodgers here, because, don't get me wrong, fuck the Dodgers. But their uniforms are just gross. They're not even appealing at all. Like, the gray and blue is just not... I might do a whole show rating MLB uniforms, and the Dodgers, not even just hating because they're the Dodgers. Strictly just off uniforms, they might be last. Might be. I'm not going to say that for sure, but they're definitely probably bottom five. Because just gross uniforms. Just gross uniforms. Okay, before I run off any, the maybe one Dodgers fan that listens to this show, over in the NBA, the Lakers beat the Celtics, bum asses, without LeBron and AD, mostly because Boston fucking sucks. Kind of going on a Boston rant here right now, but what are we even playing for? You know, like, for what? You know, so we can lose a 7-game series to Milwaukee or Miami in the conference championship? Like, no, like, I'm sorry, but I'm good on that, honestly, at this point. I just, Don't even make the playoffs at this point. Trade Tatum, trade Brown. I don't care. Like, blow it all up. Like, what are we even doing here? I'm kidding. Don't blow it all up. I'm just being dramatic. Go Celtics. But fuck, do they suck. Gosh. People think being a Boston sports fan is easy. It's not, man. Once you get past the Patriots, it's just really fucking frustrating. It's just really frustrating. It really is. All they do is fucking piss you off, I swear. Anyways, the Knicks beat the Pacers 109-104. New York spent most of the game down here, but came back late and won the game. Jalen Brunson had 40. Cavs beat the Grizzlies 109-105. Never did bet the under here, like I mentioned, thankfully, since it went over just at one point to 216. That was a damn good line by Vegas. Never did bet that, but that's good. I did have a parlay that I'll get into, of course, here at the end, that I made live with the Grizzlies to cover 8.5, and they did that. So, we'll get into that in a minute. Donovan Mitchell did finish with 25-7-4 for the Cavaliers, though. The 76ers beat the Jazz 127-124. Tyrese Maxey dropped 51 points on 7-of-9 from 3. Lauri Markkanen had a almost 30-point double-double, finishing with 28-10. My guy Kelly Olynyk, 3-for-4 from the field for 14-3-3 stat line. And just on 19 minutes off the bench. Just off 19 minutes off the bench. Get that guy a starting role somewhere. I swear, man. That's all we got for NBA. I'm sorry. This has not been the best episode today so far. My brain is just waking up really slow today, I guess. But over here in men's college hoops, we got Green Bay beating Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. 79-56. The Binghamton Bearcats, shout out Reed, I guess. BNJIT. I don't have time to go on a journey today, or I would, but I'm guessing that's New Jersey IT. I don't know. they beat Binghamton, beat them 75-66. UMass Lowell beat Maine 76-62. SMU beat Tulane 80-76. High Point beat Longwood 93-76. Hofstra beat Stony Brook 72-71, which also blew up a parlay. That wasn't the parlay. Never mind. I'm sure we'll come across that game. Townsend beat Northeastern 83-76. UNC Wilmington beat Charleston 82-74. NCA&T beat Hampton 59-58. Monmouth beat Drexel 67-62. Delaware beat William and Mary 81-53. Campbell beat Elon 69-67. Fair Dickinson beat Long Island 82-75. Wagner beat Lemoyne 80-57. Sacred Heart blew up my parlay. At least initially, I guess I didn't double check it this morning to see if I missed any other legs. But I know at least initially it was one of the only missing leg off a very large parlay. 77-72 over Stonehill. Central Connecticut beats St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 63-62. Oakland beats Robert Morris, just one lone guy, 87-72. Milwaukee beats Purdue FW, 68-65. Cleveland State beats Detroit Mercy, 77-65. Old Dominion beats Marshall, 63-76. Troy beats Georgia Southern, 84-63. James Madison beat Coastal Carolina 105-67. Appalachian State beat Georgia State 81-71. Bryant beat UMBC 99-95. Vermont beat UAlbany, University of Albany. That reads really weird. 81-59. Louisiana Tech beats FIU 93-53. Bellarmine. I always want to say Bellarmine. Reads weird to me too. I don't know. Maybe it's just the dyslexia, but Bellarmine beats Kennesaw State 96-95. SF Austin beats Utah Valley 77-72. Morehead State beats Tennessee State 68-49. Texas State beats South Alabama 74-66. Omaha beats St. Thomas, Minnesota 69-65. North Dakota beats South Dakota 95-81. North Dakota State beats South Dakota State. Civil War action there. Too soon? 74-73. Kansas City, that's a university, beat Denver. That's, okay, the Battle of the City Universities there, I guess. 85-71. Queens beat Eastern Kentucky 94-76. Tarleton State beat Abilene Christian 76-73. A lot of losing programs there for towns named Abilene. Weber State beats North Arizona 72-70. North Colorado beats Idaho State 91-86. Nebraska beats number 6 Wisconsin 80-72. Number 11 Arizona beats California 91-65. South Indiana beats Tennessee Tech 74-71. SIUE beats Little Rock 68-66. West Illinois beats Lindenwood 79-71. UT Martin beats Eastern Illinois 76-59. FGCU beats Central Arkansas 82-59. UT Arlington beats Southern Utah 76-68. Northern Alabama beats Stetson 79-72. Stanford beats Arizona State 71-62. Youngstown State beats Wright State 88-77. Utah Tech beats UT Rio Grande 81-64. Grand Canyon beats Seattle U 95-88. Sam Houston beats Western Kentucky 79-77. Liberty beats New Mexico State 79-73. UTEP beats Jacksonville State 79-71. Montana beats Idaho 73-70. Montana State beats Eastern Washington 70-60. Portland beats Pacific. Portland beats Pacific. That sounds like you're telling Portland be specific. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that one there. Portland beat Pacific 65-60. UC Irvine beat Cal Poly 73-59. Bakersfield beat Long Island Beach State. Long Island Beach State. Okay. What state is Long Island? Where is Long Beach? Where is Long Beach the state? Where is that university? Like, not that university. Where's that state geographically? Like, where is that landmass? You know? Is it coastal? They got beat by Bakersfield 82-76. UC San Diego beat CSU Northridge 83-62. Hawaii beat Fullerton 76-68. Oregon beat USC 78-69. Nice. Even though you lost. Brawny. Fucking bum. UCLA, not you. My rabbit's name is Brawny. You're not a bum, bro. You're not a bum. But LeBron James, son, Brawny, that's a bum. Bum, bum, bum. UCLA beat Oregon State 71-63. San Francisco beat San Diego 95-79. UC Davis beat Santa Barbara 79-69. Nice. I love that. The last score of the night is 69 over there. Great stuff. Over in women's college hoops. That's right. We haven't even got to women's yet. And man, it is a hell of a slate. So if you're tuning out now, I don't blame you. But actually, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm running behind. We gotta get this edited. I gotta get to work. We're gonna skip college women's hoops for the day. And we're gonna go ahead and jump on over to my bets, which were that 15 leg parlay, which I'm gonna have to sign into FanDuel, I'm sure, yeah, to check on. But while I do that, I can look at this and tell you that I had a parlay with D'Lo 20 points, Derek White to make 3 threes. Gosh damn. Pascal Siakam 15 points. I guess I did take that. I thought I ended up taking that somewhere. Under 215 Grizzlies Cavs. I did take that somewhere. I thought I did, but I didn't see it on my FanDuel cuz I didn't look closely enough at that parlay. And then Markkanen over 20 points. Wait, am I bad at math? Did that 215 hit? Was it 215? I don't know. We're signing in now. But I did take a live bet for sure on the live Celtics money line, of course. Okay. FanDuel says they are experiencing higher than usual demand in my state, and they cannot sign me in. Dog, it is 5:30 in the morning. You cannot tell me there's too many people signing in right now. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I guess I'm just retarded. I am retarded. shout out my handicap people. That's with no disrespect. But I did hit that under. I just can't do math. I'm going to blame that on the dyslexia too, although that's got nothing to do with dyslexia. Yeah, that total there was 209, so that definitely hit. So I definitely should have hopped on that. Just, yeah. All right, well, we need to come up with a name or a point for me being proving myself wrong and saying stuff wrong in the same episode and catching myself doing it. I don't know what you call that, but yeah, we need to come up with a name for it. Maybe bad journalism. Maybe yeah, maybe that would be it. Okay, but going to this parlay, missed the D'Angelo Russell 20 points. He had 16. Derek White, 3 threes. He only had 1. Pascal Siakam got 15. That under did hit at 215. And Lauri Markkanen scored 20 points. Had a live two-leg parlay on Memphis to cover the 8.5 and the bum-ass Celtics to win. Of course, they did not. And then I had a 15-leg college parlay that was only one leg fucking shy. Wow, gosh, seeing that is really frustrating. Like, But you know what? I guess that's what I get. It was on the juiciest one here, though. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It was the juiciest wager here. Because the next juiciest one was 460. And then this one was 110. So, 170. 170, excuse me. I took the Stony Brook money line over there. It was Stony Brook versus Hofstra. It wasn't Sacred Heart. It was Stony Brook. Fucking Stony Brook blowing it for us. Fucking blowing it for us. Or for me. I guess we weren't all tailing that. But blowing it for me. That's fucking bullshit. Like, 1 point, man. Y'all couldn't get one more basket? Fucking losers. I bet none of you go pro. Kind of like me with this podcast. Okay. And then for my last bet tonight, I really got to get going. Jaren Jackson, under 33. PRA missed. I parlayed that with UC Santa Barbara, -4. That also missed, of course. If you made it through all those college scores and this far. Jaren Jackson did hit on the 32.5 points and rebounds, though, and I did cash there. And then missed also on a straight bet for Santa Barbara, -3.5. Guys, that wraps up today's show. Let's finish the week strong. Let's cash some bets and keep it about ball. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube at ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.